Test 74, Section 3, Question 18. Here we're looking for a flaw. And basically what we're getting is saying, you know, you've got this study of these older people who have insomnia, that it was often alleviated by taking melatonin, affects the pineal gland, which plays a role in regulating the clock. Okay, so basically it's saying, hey, that insomnia worked really well if you took melatonin. Thus, the recent claims made by manufacturers of melatonin supplements that the pineal gland produces less melatonin as it ages are evidently correct. And I went, well, wait a minute. Where did the as it ages come in? I mean, we did a test on older people, and it said that this melatonin sort of fixed their problem in most cases. And we know the pineal gland is, is what produces that. But we don't know necessarily that anything is happening as people age, so we don't have the age factor coming in. So that's where the flaw is we don't know whether or not it's changing as they aged. We just know that these older people, it worked. So A, infers from the effect of an action that the action is intended to produce that effect. No, this wasn't about what intent. It's about the problem of whether or not they give age. Relies on the opinions of individuals who are likely to be biased. No, it's not relying on that. It's relying on a study, not opinions. Depends on using two different meanings for the same term to draw its conclusion. That's equivocation, and we didn't have that here. We didn't have two different meanings. Confuses an effect of a phenomenon with its cause. I don't think that really is the right answer. I didn't see a cause and effect problem here. And then relies on a sample that is unrepresentative. Well, maybe that seems like the best thing that we have. It's the only one that seems to relate to age. And so that's the one that I would lean towards. And if we look at this, it's saying a study of people 65 to 81 who are suffering from insomnia. And it's saying because it fixed their problem, that therefore that provides proof that it's... as people age, it's getting less. And so, yeah, just having 65 to 81 year olds isn't really a reliable sample if you're trying to say it changes as people age, because we need to have also represented other age groups here. And so therefore, answer choice E is going to be our best one.